This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Chamber of Commerce supports calls for increased security at businesses. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport urges government to review the transfer fees on commercial vehicles. BART reports a decline in middle-aged people joining the organization. Jamaica police record a 20% drop in murders as compared to the same period last year. And as election looms, a former Pakistan prime minister jailed in state secrets case. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The private sector is concerned with the recent spate of robberies and its possible effects on businesses. President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, says the robberies, some of which were armed robberies, put employees' lives at risk and forced businesses to take precautions.
Pretty sure that businesses will try to, as much as possible, to mitigate the risk of this happening. But by the same token, anywhere that has people and you rely on customers to come in, the same way your bona fide customer comes in, somebody who's stuck into robbery comes in as well. So, you know, your gas stations, for example, if you want, generally they have very little cash on hand. Other businesses, of course, you see, you know, more people, like, they have magnetic locks on their doors, so not anybody can just walk up and walk in. Businesses, especially ones that are in retail and so on, are going to say, you know what, we're not taking cash. You can see these things drive businesses to make these kind of decisions.
He joins the call for increased security.
You have to look after your staff that are there. That is critical. And to the extent that you can, you know, like a gas station is difficult. You have people coming in. It's a convenience store. You have retail stores in town, you know, where people walk in. You rely on people. It's kind of difficult. And most of them have silent alarm systems where they can notify. But I do think at this point, with this going on, it would be helpful for security agencies and even the police and so on to maybe ramp up their suggestions to business, especially in these times. I think that they can do concrete actions they could take to prevent, to ensure the safety of their staff as much as possible.
President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport is appealing to the government to review a decision to increase the commercial vehicle transfer fees. Chairman of the Alliance, Roy Raphael, told Starcom Network News that he's concerned about government's decision, which was taken in 2018, to increase vehicle transfer fees from $1 to $1,000.
It is hurting the industry. We no longer can absorb the high maintenance costs of the vehicle, which include the repairs to the potholes that we are seeing an improvement on some routes. But more so, it is hurting the industry because whereas we would have received an increase of 75% in bus fare hike, we're saying that it's time for the government to sit down with us as far as the compact, because we would have sent a compact, the transport compact, to the government. But our money is just gone down to the chute, right? It's time for us to sit down with the government to review the compact. And the compact has some of the issues that facing the transport industry, which the government just signed it, and that was it. So that is important, where the $1,000 transfer fee, we would like a review on it immediately.
Chairman of the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Roy Raphael. President of the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, BARP, Marilyn Rice-Bowen, reports a slowdown in the number of middle-aged people, 40 to 49, who have signed up. The organization, back in 2022, lowered the age limit to allow individuals as young as 40 to apply in an effort to increase its membership. Speaking during a news briefing to announce the establishment of a business center, Mrs. Rice-Bowen said since 2022, only 1,170 people have applied. She says the organization is working to attract this age group.
It was here before that our constitution was changed to include the newer age of 40. We dropped the age from age 50 to age 40. And why that was done, we recognized that persons were waiting too late to plan for their retirement. We also recognize now that even 40 is a little late as well. But we recognize that with the 40 to the 49s, they have not taken up the offer as quickly as we had anticipated because they think they have the luxury of time. As of December, our totals between for the ages 40 to 49 was 1,170. So we recognize that we need to get some more of those 40s to come on board.
President of BARP, Marilyn Rice-Bowen. The Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated signed a multi-year official marketing partnership with PGA Tour that designates the origination as an official tourism sponsor of the PGA Tour and PGA Tour Champions. In a statement, the BTMI said the agreement through 2027 will see Barbados Tourism engage across the PGA Tour landscape, including through digital activations, and create content as well as at PGA Tour tournaments. The partnership will showcase Barbados as a world-class destination for business, recreation, and leisure. Chair of the BTMI, Shelley Williams, said that they're proud to be the first island in the Eastern Caribbean to have this type of partnership with the PGA Tour brand. Barbadians between ages 18 to 35 now have an opportunity to participate in the theatre production series that will enable them to develop their talent in order to participate in national cultural events. The production, Buen Pasia y Misia, is a three-month-long theatre project which runs from February to April. It is being put on by the National Cultural Foundation in partnership with the Ministry of Culture. NCF's Theatre Arts Officer, Ms. Janelle Mitchell, spoke about the importance of the production.
This is going to give amateur actors who have auditioned or who are going to audition the opportunity to be engaged with mounting a theatre production and, you know, honing their skills in the arts of theatre. And these community theater projects help us to ignite community development via theater, to reintroduce the community to Barbadian folklore, stories, and plays, and to enhance the performance skills of those in the communities, to also promote social development, and to use drama as a change agent, because that's very important to us at the NCF.
NCF's Chief Cultural Officer Andrea Wells said 44 young people from the city of Bridgetown who are enrolled in the National Peace Program have registered to be auditioned for the production.
Auditions for the first in the series of three productions were held on Saturday, December 16th at the Queen's Park Steel Shed. 44 people from within the city of Bridgetown and its surrounding environs, which for this phase of the project was the targeted catchment area, 44 persons registered for the auditions. Of these, 15 of them actually auditioned, and a total of 12 have been given placements in the production as cast and crew.
Meantime, Acting Director of the Peace Program, Alison Roach Plummer, said they're happy to be on board.
We at the National Peace Program are very happy and excited to assist the NCF and, again, Mr. Simon Ali with the initiative that can provide change within vulnerable communities across the island. To this end, we deployed our change agents under the leadership of my good friend, Kevin Watson as well, field coordinator, to encourage persons within the community, again, the vulnerable and at-risk communities with which this exciting project has taken place, to oversee the audition for any opportunity to spread their creative wings in the theater.
Acting Director of the National Peace Program, Alison Roach Plummer. Jamaica has recorded a nearly 20% decline in murders for the first 27 days of this year as compared with last year. That's according to figures released by the Jamaica Constabulary Force. It is said that the island recorded 65 killings as against 81 for the corresponding period last year. Finally, former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has been sentenced to 10 years in jail in a case in which he was accused of leaking state secrets. Khan, who was ousted by his opponents as Prime Minister in 2022, is already serving a three-year jail term after being convicted of corruption. He has called the charges against him politically motivated. Recapping the headlines, the Chamber of Commerce supports calls for increased security at businesses. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport urges government to review the transfer fees on commercial vehicles. BARP reports a decline in middle-aged people joining the organization. Jamaica police record a 20% drop in murders as compared to the same period last year. And as election looms, former Pakistan Prime Minister jailed in a state secrets case. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.